Welcome back to the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast. This episode of the show is sponsored by Keystone Technologies. Go to KeystoneTech.com, Greg Eric.
That's right. We do often because they have all the product you need and they have color selectability, wattage choice, so that you've got multiple options out of one SKU. You don't have to stock as many things. And it works, man. Contractors love it. Customers love it. They can switch easily. Very nice stuff.
KeystoneTech.com. That's KeystoneTech.com, of course. All brought together by the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors, Greg.
That's right. That's what we're here.
And, you're the guest on this episode of Get a Grip on Lighting. So the guest today, his bio is Gregory Eric from St. Paul, Centerville, Minnesota, or White Bear Lake or something like that.
Yeah, I'm from White Bear. I live in Centerville. Sums him up.
Yeah, okay. So he's from Minnesota. And, he's a lighting distributor. And what I'm talking about, Nailed right now, NAILD.org. And I want to, as a lighting distributor, I just want to be clear about this for the people listening and watching out there. This is, we're talking as people who sell light bulbs in warehouses, right? Why does light and build not matter at all?
Why does it not matter?
Why does it not matter at all?
For a lighting distributor?
I just prefaced the whole thing.
Yeah.
I just laid it all.
Yeah, I know. I'm just talking it out. I'm not the guest usually here, so why does it not matter? You assume it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to lighting distributors.
Okay, so I thought you're interviewing me, but he's saying it doesn't matter. I think it doesn't pertain to what we're doing right now. Will there be things in the future that you can get from it? Sure. But does that matter? Does it help your business right now? No.
I don't think lighting distributors should come to Light and Build Germany.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I don't think you get any value out of that at this point. I mean, it's nice to see some different things, but you can see a lot of that online too. We don't actually need to be here to see it.
Yeah, and then when you're on the show floor, we've heard in the news that Messe Frankfurt has purchased or has some kind of relationship with the IES and IALD over Light Fair now. Light Fair being the, American lighting show. We used to call this show European Light Fair.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call it
right. Back
in the old days, right? Oh, that's European Light Fair. Now they are, going to help the Americans run the show. Do you think that's a good thing for the lighting industry in America? Or do you think it's not a thing at all? Or do you think it's something that's bad?
I'm kind of on the in-between. I mean, I see some benefit in it. They put on this show, I don't know how many years Light and Building has gone on, but this is our second time going, and that last time was 8 years ago, and I think I heard somebody saying they've been coming here since 2006, maybe?
Yeah.
And they put on a good show. I mean, this show, in terms of the flow, the space, the looks, it's a good show from that look. Whether it matters to what we do as lighting distributors, no, but other lighting people, lighting designers, it matters a lot too. So them partnering up with Light Fair, time will tell, right? I mean, is it, I think something might have needed to get done with Light Fair, to be honest. You know, they're at a point where they had to decide what to do. I know they're going every other year now, which I don't totally agree with, but I get why they did it. But they needed something to shake up maybe, just to try something different. And I don't know what else they could have tried. I mean, is there another avenue they could have gone instead of what they're at now? And, we won't know.
It's not for you to say, really. You know what I mean? It's kind of like we're not, I'm a Light Fair attendee. And when I first, I like to go to Light Fair in Las Vegas the most.
Yeah, it makes the most sense.
Yeah. I didn't think that the every other year was such a bad idea.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think that was I've said at times, this and that. I'm just not sure. How do you feel? Like, should it Americans run their own light show?
I don't know if I get into it that much. I just think they should have a show and they should have one in the U.S. and who runs it.
Does it matter?
Doesn't bother me, really.
No.
I mean, I just want to get something done right that the industry can learn something from, gain some knowledge from, have a good experience, like Light Fair used to be. We talked to a few guys on this trip here, and it's like, we used to really look forward to Light Fair. Like, I got my new Light Fair suit.
Yeah.
And we got telling us that and how, you know, it was something you look forward to every year. Now it's like, yeah, I think I might go or I'm not going at all. That's kind of been the vibe. And we want to get it back to something that everybody wants to attend, I think. Or there needs to be a show that everybody wants to attend again.
Right. And back when I really started out as a lighting distributor, I'm talking mid-2000s, I learned a lot at Light Fair. I met a lot of suppliers at Light. Light Fair was a must-go-to event.
Sure. That's where you started a lot of the relationships you have now.
Yeah. Was at Light Fair.
Yeah.
And so I definitely don't feel like as someone from Canada who has light bulbs in a warehouse that there's anything for me here in Germany other than my friends that we met with and different people we said hello to and bumped into in the hallways of the thing and you know, got to know better.
Right.
I don't think there's any need for nail members to get over here.
No. I mean, not at this point. For Light Fair, it's probably worth checking out, you know, next year.
Yeah.
Seeing what they've done different or what they might do different that will make sense of it, but we'll see.
I want you to take a moment right now and go to KeystoneTech.com. That's KeystoneTech.com. We always say it here, keep it easy.
That's what you got to do. When they keep it easy with their color select, wattage select, easy adjustability, even on their screw-in products. I'm talking A19s and PAR 38.
It's easy.
One item can do it all.
Keep it easy. Stay easy with Keystone, the big easy. KeystoneTech.com. Of course, we're the official podcast of the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors. That's NALD.org. You got light bulbs in a warehouse. You need to be in this association. That's what we're saying. Saying it for a long time now. So if you got light bulbs in a warehouse, you need to be in NALD. NALD.org. Thank you for listening.